This is Aeneid, Book 1, lines 46 to 59. So this is the conclusion of Juno's soliloquy that started back when she is complaining about everything that Minerva gets to do. So this is kind of her conclusion. She's focused on that, and she starts with Ast ego, but I. Quae incedo, who walk proudly. Regina divum, as the queen of the gods. Et soror, et conjunx, and both the sister and wife, Iovis, of Jove, of Jupiter. Bella gero, I wage wars. Una gente, with one nation, with one people. Tot annos, for so many years. Et praeteria, and after this, praeteria can also be in addition. Quisquam alderet, who will adore, who will worship? Numen Unonis, the divinity of Juno. Aut supplex, or as a worshiper, as a suppliant. Imponit honorem aris, place an offering on her altars. And so basically she's saying, if I can't get my revenge, will people honor my power because I'm not able to show it? Dea volutans talia, the goddess, pondering such things. Flammato corde, in her inflamed heart, in her kindled heart. Now, who she's pondering this with? Secum, with herself. Wainet, she comes in patriam nimborum, into the fatherland of the clouds. Loca feta, a place teeming with ferentibus austris, with raging winds. And then they finally give you the name for it, Aeolia. Right, so it's giving three things in apposition. It's the fatherland of the clouds, the rainstorms. It's a region that's teeming with raging south winds. And then they finally give it its name, Aeolia. Hic, here. Vasto antro, in a vast cavern. Rex Aeolus premit, King Aeolus controls. The luctante ventos, the struggling winds. And the tempestates quae sonoras, and the howling storms. Imperio, with his power. Ac vinclus et carcere frenat, and he curbs them, he restrains them with chains in a prison. Now that vinclus et carcere could be considered a hendiatus, so you could say with the chains of a prison. Ili indignantes fremunt, those indignant ones roar. Magno cum murmure montes, with a great murmur of the mountain. Cercum claustra, around their barriers. Celsa arche, in his lofty citadel. Aeolus said it, Aeolus sits. Sceptra tenens, holding his scepter. Molidque animos, and he soothes their spirits, et temperat iras, and he calms their anger. Ni faciat, if he doesn't do this, if he should not do this. Quippi ferant rapidi, the rapid ones would surely carry off. De maria acteras, the seas and the lands. Caelumque profundum, and the vast heavens. Secum, with them. Verantque per aeros, and they would sweep through the breezes. They would sweep through the heavens. All right, so I'm going to translate all of that again. But I, who stride proudly, who strut, as the queen of the gods and both the sister and wife of Jupiter, I wage war with one people for so many years. And in addition, after this, will anyone worship the divinity of Juno, or as a worshiper place an offering on her altars? The goddess, pondering such things with herself in her inflamed heart, comes into the fatherland of the rain clouds, a region teeming with raging south winds, Aeolia. Here, in a vast cave, King Aeolus controls the struggling winds and the howling storms with his power, and he restrains them with the chains of a prison. Those indignant ones roar with a great murmur of the mountain around their barriers. Aeolus sits in his lofty citadel, holding his scepter, and he soothes their spirits and tempers their anger. If he should not do this, the rapid ones would, of course, carry off the seas and the lands and the vast heaven with them, and they would sweep through the breezes.